This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. British voters are picking a new government Thursday in a parliamentary election that's widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power against a gloomy backdrop of economic malaise, mounting distrust in institutions, and fraying social fabric. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, arrives at a London polling station to cheers with his wife Victoria as voting in the UK general election gets underway. Voters are casting their ballots to choose the 650 lawmakers who will sit in Parliament for the next 5 years. Outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak surprised his own party on May 22 when he called the election early. An exit poll will be published as soon as the polls close at 10 o'clock, giving an indication of the likely result. Counting will begin immediately, but most of the results will only be announced in the early hours of Friday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Lebanese Hezbollah group says it has launched over 200 rockets at several military bases in Israel in retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. AP correspondent Noeen Kim reports.
After this latest attack, Israeli Defense Forces struck several towns in southern Lebanon, where local news outlets say at least one person is dead. In the Lebanese town of Sheba, civil defense workers tried to extinguish fires from the Israeli bombardment. The Hezbollah strike is one of the largest attacks during the months-long conflict along the Lebanon-Israel border. I'm Nayan Kim.
A French government spokesperson, Prisca Thévenot, has been attacked on the campaign trail just days before the high-stakes second-round parliamentary elections in the nation. Prosecutors said Thursday they've opened an investigation into an assault with a weapon against a public official, but provided no indication of the motivation for the attack. Thévenot, a candidate for the Macron-led centrist Alliance Ensemble, her deputy and a party activist were campaigning when the attack occurred. This is VOA News. Next week, the U.S. will host leaders from the 32-member NATO alliance at the annual summit in Washington. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has this preview narrated by Elizabeth Chernoff.
Boosting Ukraine's security and addressing challenges from China are high on the agenda, according to U.S. officials. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Douglas Jones spoke to VOA on Wednesday.
Whether that's supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russian aggression, whether that's working with partners to ways in which we can build the resilience of allies to confront the threats and challenges from the PRC, whether this is hybrid threats, cyber threats, these are all the issues that we'll be focusing on at the summit.
In celebration of NATO's 75th anniversary, more than two dozen social media influencers have been invited to observe the proceedings and create content to commemorate the milestone. For Nike Ching, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union has announced it will impose tariffs of up to 37.6% beginning Friday on imports of electric vehicles made in China, ratcheting up tensions with Beijing in Brussels' largest trade case yet. But a spokesman said the EU has left a four-month window open during which tariffs are only provisional, leaving room for negotiations. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Intensive talks are expected to continue between the two sides as China threatens wide-ranging retaliation. The aim is to prevent what Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called a flood of cheap EVs built with state subsidies hitting the market. Beijing said it would take all necessary measures to safeguard China's interests. These include retaliatory tariffs on exports to China of products such as cognac or pork. The EU anti-subsidy investigation has nearly four more months to run. It said talks with China are ongoing and hope to find a mutually beneficial solution that could prevent tariffs. The EU confirmed Chinese automaker BYD will face duties of 17.4%, while SAIC is hit with 37.6%.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. The Independence Day holiday in the U.S. has prompted U.S. residents to hit the road and airports in record numbers. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The TSA says a record-breaking number of people, nearly 3 million, traveled through airports in a single day last week, and that figure is expected to be broken this week. The AAA expects more than 60 million of us will travel by car during the holiday period. Gas is $3.51 a gallon on average today, just about a couple of cents cheaper than last July 4th. Why all the traveling now? Well, part of the reason is said to be money, easing inflation, though many Americans remain concerned about the economy. I'm Rita Foley.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.